full details coming up. It all looked so different a few years ago. Ireland was the Celtic Tiger, the fastest growing economy in Europe. Then came the international financial crisis. Ruin faced the country's banks, which had poured money into a property bubble. And the Irish government stepped in and promised to guarantee the bad loans. All of them. Because of that decision, budgets have been slashed, including a pay cut of up to 20% for all public sector workers. People we spoke to today said the austerity programme is very painful.
Of course I'm angry because, like, I'm not going to be the only one paying for this. I mean, I've two kids and I just get the impression that even though they're young, it's going to be years before any of this is sorted out and that they're going to be paying for it too.
From the very top to the very bottom, we were all part of it. Unions are to blame as well as government. Everybody had colossal salaries, but government really mishandled money. Nobody saw it coming when really the dogs in the street were barking it. The country was built on money we didn't have.
Most people agree that reckless lending by Irish banks is at the centre of this crisis. But was the Irish government right to give an absolute guarantee that the international banks they borrowed from would get their money back? Shouldn't they take some of the responsibility? Brian Lenehan is Ireland's finance minister.
What fills me with anger is those who brought us to this state of affairs. Those who acted in good faith in lending money to Irish lending institutions have to be convinced that Ireland will honour its obligations and Ireland's banks will honour their obligations. If those obligations are not honoured, Ireland's funding position in the future would be perilous.
Not everyone agrees. Joan Burton is the finance spokesperson for the opposition Labour Party. I asked her if it would be better for Ireland to default.
I'm not using the word default, I'm using the word negotiate. I haven't used the word default and I don't think that anybody should use the word default.
But not pay back the full amount, that's the idea.
No, negotiate. The only person who has mentioned the default word in the Irish Parliament is the Minister for Finance himself, who has said that he was ruling it out.
But isn't the problem that you face a practical one? If you do negotiate because you say, well, we haven't got the money, we can't pay it back. If you do negotiate, what some people would see as a default, then international institutions are never going to lend to you again. That's the central problem, isn't it?
Well, we have another problem, Alex, and that is the fact that when the government came in with the blanket guarantee, to quote the minister at the time, he thought that it would be the quickest, cheapest, fastest guarantee in the world and that we would be in and out of it on the other side. Now, the other people who take risks in banks, the shareholders, they have obviously lost everything. The people, though, who were the sub-debt holders were all also people who were getting high returns for a very risky investment. And we believed at the time that the way the guarantee was structured should have dealt differently with those particular classes of debt.
I can see all this. It's a sad situation all round, but I come back to my point. If you decide to negotiate to, in the views of some people, default, you will never have these institutions
lend to
you again.
No, it's not a default. It's a negotiation. We don't actually want to set Ireland up as well as a situation where people who are speculating on the international markets really feel that they can take Ireland for a complete ride in relation to an area where doing a negotiated deal would be more than fair for that relatively small amount of debt.
So briefly, you think that under a negotiated deal, people would be quite happy to lend to you in the future?
Well,
yes or no?
Because the Irish economy will recover and people will be happy to lend to the Irish economy. But what I'm concerned about, Alex, is that they will be prepared to lend to the Irish economy at reasonable rates of interest. It is almost unbearable within
the
Eurozone.
Implication is that they wouldn't, isn't it? Because if you
I don't agree with you at all. And there's a very wide set of people and institutions who have a different view. Remember that within the Eurozone, countries like Germany are able to borrow at rates which are, 400 basis points of 4% interest or more below what Ireland is able.
Well, that's because they haven't had a banking crisis, isn't it? And there's no risk of them defaulting.
Of course. And what we want to do is to work out the banking crisis. And in a banking crisis, various parties have to shoulder some of the responsibilities. I think that it is eminently possible to have a negotiation. This is our advice as the opposition to the government.
And that was Joan Burton, the finance spokesperson for Ireland's Labour Party. To the markets now, and London's FTSE was down very